This is Paul Jacobs.
The life of my family has changed dramatically in the last 18 months or so. And I'll tell you why. Because my brother, who I have to say I'd not been particularly close with in the last 25, 30 years or so, and therefore I had no iota, no idea of what was happening, came out as not being gay, but wanted to be known as a woman. He wanted to change his sex. He felt for the past 40 odd years that he was a woman trapped in a man's body. And a lot of you out there will say, oh, cliche, cliche, cliche. I've heard it all before. What a load of rubbish. It can't be so. You're born a man, you stay a man. That's what you were created as. Why change? Having been close to this experience, I've realised that it is true. And you see at first hand what that individual has to go through. Whether you agree with it or not, I tell you what, you take your hat off to these people, because it's bravado of the most extraordinary kind that I don't think you can do anything braver in life, to be honest with you. And the reason why we're talking about this subject today is because there's been a conference for those working with transsexuals in Wirral. Trans Wirral, an education, campaigning and support organisation for transsexual and intersex people who live in the northwest of England and in Wales. And the organisation is unveiling a new innovative project called Think, which is aimed at educating residents and people who work in Wirral about transgender issues, because I think it's all too easy to alienate or be alienated from these people. So I wanted to get someone in who's attended Trans Wirral to try and explain what this is about, and more generally explain about transsexuals and from their point of view. So a friend of the show, Penelope Bassey, is in. Penelope, you're transsexual. Have you've gone through the whole caboodle?
Yes, I have, yes. I've gone through, yeah, I've had my gender
reassignment saying, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It's not a sex change, it's gender reassignment.
What was the difference?
Sex can mean other things. People, you know, sex. But gender, you're born in the wrong gender. You suffer from gender dysphoria.
Right.
So sex change or this is often used, but most transsexuals prefer gender reassignment.
Do you regard yourself as a woman now?
Yes.
And if someone called you by your old male name, would you be offended?
Yes, I'd be very much offended.
Really? And when you first saw this, put this out into the open to your friends and family, and you said, right, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I've felt for many, many years, I have to do it now, if I don't do it now, I'm never ever going to do it at all. Tell me about the initial reaction.
Well, you find out who your friends are, and believe me, you do. People you know, thought you'd known for 40-odd years, suddenly become very alien.